Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
So why don't you pick up the story of Barry? Of course, for those of you who don't know him, Israeli patriot, lived 30 years or more in Israel, and at least was writing for that period of time, exposing the corruption at the highest levels of government, and because of his persistence in trying to reveal the fact that the government was instrumental in killing the Premier Rabin, why, of course, Barry has been forced to leave the country and live here, and Israel's loss is our gain. We try to have Barry on one of our programs every week to keep us abreast of what's happening in the Holy Land. So you pick up the story this morning.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to do any analysis of this week's events. I will say, though, that the North Korean nuclear attempt, the underground ignition of a nuclear bomb by North Korea this week raises stakes very high because of its close alliance with Iran and Syria. In fact, Israel knocked out a North Korean facility, nuclear facility in Syria earlier this year. So in case anyone cares about Iran developing a nuclear weapon, they don't have to develop a nuclear weapon. North Korea already knows how to explode a nuclear bomb. So, in short, the stakes were, with Iran's successful launch of a short-range 1,200 miles, if you call that short-range missile. It's a medium-range ballistic missile, and North Korea has a bomb. So, it's all in place already. There's no more arguing if Iran can nuke Tel Aviv, it could get a bomb, and it's got a missile. So, finished. That argument's over. There's no more speculation. Iran now can nuke Israel whenever it chooses to. But let's skip over today's happy news and look at an item that you may not, again, personally think much about this, but there was a new head of the Jewish Agency announced, and that's Natan Sharansky. Now, the Jewish Agency is Israel's liaison with the diaspora. So the head of the Jewish Agency is very influential, not so much in Israel, but he is the Israeli ambassador largely to the United States, but to all Jews worldwide, is now Sharansky. And from that position, he sets the agenda of anyone, well, anyone Jewish who cares about Israel, will be seeing Sharansky's face for a whole long time in a very official manner. Now, I wrote about Sharansky, and it's not at all what anybody thinks. Now, if you don't know Sharansky, I will remind you that he was adopted, supposedly, by the Bush administration, and he wrote a book that the Arab world must become democratic, and the Bush administration took it to heart, supposedly, and used it as a justification for attacking Afghanistan and Iraq. And Condoleezza Rice called him the father of the new movement to democratize the Arab world. That's who Sharansky is. Now let's talk about who he really is, and it's just one more one more crook in power in Israel, but he's not just a crook. He is a long, long time KGB agent who's got his fingers in the Russian mafia pie worldwide. And I wouldn't dare make a statement like that unless I could back it up. And as it turns out, I can back it up. Again, some research that originally I didn't want to do. Now, I knew about Dr. Yuli Noodleman, and I wrote that he was found guilty of slandering Natan Sharansky. He wrote a book in 1999, while Sharansky was housing minister, no less, claiming that Sharansky was a KGB agent, and he was brought to Israel to do mischief. Now, Sharansky did not bring one witness to this trial, except his wife.
Now, this was the libel trial against the man who wrote the book.
Yes, whereas Dr. Noodleman brought the who's who of the Russian immigrants. They're called prisoners of Zion. These were Russians who fought to get to Israel in the 60s and 70s, and they suffered miserably. Don't forget, this was not the modern Russia. In the 60s and 70s, it was communist Russia, and Jews and the prisoners of Zion were sent to gulags, and they were severely beaten, and they were sent to psychiatric hospitals, and they were injected with sulfur. It was a terrible thing to cross the Soviet government. And supposedly Sharansky was a hero who spent 8 years in prison fighting for Jewish rights, and Noodleman wrote a book that, well, it just destroyed that concept completely. He was, in fact, an infiltrator, but he lost in a Jerusalem court despite the witnesses, and we're going to talk about those witnesses very shortly.
Okay, but I think it's important that certainly the charge was that Sharansky was a fraud, he was an infiltrator, he was a KGB agent, and the man who brought a libel suit against Sharansky lost in court.
No, Sharansky brought a libel suit against Noodleman.
Right, but Noodleman lost in court, despite the fact that Sharansky didn't have any witnesses to verify his story, and Noodleman had all sorts of witnesses to say that Sharansky was not what he purported to be, but suggesting that he was a KGB agent. And yet, despite that fact, why the court found in favor of Sharansky over the man who had all the proof. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish right here at the American Freedom Network.
Danny Golden here to tell you about Biondi Jewelers and my good friend Cheryl. At Biondi Jewelers, you get two master jewelers, a certified gemologist, the largest bridal selection in Colorado, and expert service from Cheryl, too. So if you are looking for unique settings and custom design, or you want to replace some missing stones and get that broken jewelry or watch repaired, Biondi is the place to go. Stop by the new location on Arapaho and Parker Roads in New Corner Star Shopping Center in Aurora. Biondi Diamond Jewelers, 4112 South Parker Road in Aurora, or call 303-680-8725. Oh, one more thing. I've known Cheryl for over 20 years, and she's willing to offer to KHNC listeners a free watch battery, free cleaning, and a free jewelry inspection with a mention of this ad. You must ask for Cheryl. Call her now at 303-680-8725. 303-680-8725.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan here at American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, and when we're talking about this unusual trial that had taken place, where, of course, Sharansky, who is a hero, I mean, according to the American press, why he is this one of the leaders of the resistance there in Russia, and he certainly was representing the Jewish plight and certainly of the Jews who wanted to be able to go to the Holy Land, but this has been seriously questioned, and of course, well, I'm going to let Barry tell you the incredible story. So the gentleman who brings the law, who is being sued by Sharansky, loses the case, although there is nothing to verify the fact that Sharansky's story is really true. So pick the story up.
Yeah, well, Noodleman had to pay $200,000 in damages, something unheard of. In Israeli court, it wrecked the man, and of course, what it did for freedom of expression, which I directly felt after this trial, I underestimated what a serious precedent this was. They now had the pretext to bust any writer, but I didn't pay proper attention until a Russian journalist named Effie Maidnik, who was at a few of my lectures, kept bugging me and bugging me, you have to do the Noodleman story. And look, I didn't want to. I believe in the hero business. I thought Noodleman was some sort of crank, and he was punished in court. I didn't know. That's what you get for believing the sound bites, you know? Look, I met Sharansky only once, outside a rally in Tel Aviv, and he bought the Hebrew version of my book, Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. So, I mean, I had a very positive impression of him, but Maidnik finally did something that turned the table. Sharansky is the most famous prisoner of Zion. The second most famous is Ida Nudel. And Maidnik got her to phone me, and I've been friends with Ida ever since then. We got along splendidly. She phoned me a few times before I met Nudel and after I met Noodleman. Before I met Noodleman, she said to me, Yuli needs help. The Israeli media is not going to give him any help. Listen to what he has to say. I was convinced. So I invited Dr. Noodleman to my home, and we got along personally very well. But then I understood this is no crank. He was the former chief surgeon of Rambam Hospital. In the 60s, he was the leader of the movement to allow Soviet Jews to emigrate to Israel from the Soviet Union. He was a major in the IDF, won battlefield awards for surgery under fire. He was no crank, and you had to listen to him. And besides which, he brought me a stack of evidence, which I later read, his case was simply overwhelming. But let's talk about the interview a little bit. I just started and I said, where'd Sharansky come from? And he told me, he said, in the 60s, the KGB initiated a program of anti-Soviet dissidents. In other words, they could control the rebels, and they would have the information on the various factions, and they could utilize the leaders in any way they wanted to.
In other words, basically, they organized a controlled opposition so that they could control the opposition, and they would be able to know who was involved, and they could be punished accordingly, and do the same thing in this country. They create all sorts of conservative organizations and Christian organizations, controlled by the very people that we oppose. But go right ahead.
Well, that's exactly what they do to Israel. That's how Rabin was murdered, but that's by using the agents and so forth. But more to the point, what Dr. Noodleman told me is that the leaders were used by the KGB as representatives to the Western world. They were called spies of influence. They appeared to be anti-Soviet, so they were welcomed abroad, and they were trusted. In fact, they were working for the Soviet Union, and they managed to worm themselves into the top echelons of foreign governments, supposedly because they were anti-Soviet, but in fact they were not. And Sharansky, he said to me, was the most successful of these agents of influence. I wouldn't doubt that, by the way. Now, I asked him the basic question. Wasn't he in prison for 8 years fighting to come to Israel? Wasn't he a hero to the movement? And Noodleman got very upset and said he was never a leader. He was unknown to the movement. He said, until the Western media turned him into a so-called hero, we didn't know who he was. Now, he says to me he supposedly spent 7 years in jail and 1 year in a prison camp. During those 7 years, not one witness saw him in jail. The closest they've got is Mendelevich, another major prisoner of Zion, who saw his eyeballs through a peephole in his cell. And that's it. That was it. Nobody saw him in jail. But when he was released to a prison camp in the Gulag, a Gulag, probably Siberia, wherever it was in Asian Russia, he was automatically arrived as the hut commander. What that means, Noodleman explained to me, was that's the position given to KGB informers. He arrives, he's a hut commander. For 1 year, he managed to get all the information about the anti-Soviet prisoner of Zionist movement as their commander, no less. Now, I said to him, now I knew his wife, and I find this incredibly faithful how many strange connections I made in Israel. We lived in a studio apartment complex. She was my neighbor to the left. For three years, she was the long-suffering image of Sharansky's imprisonment. She was on front page news worldwide as the long-suffering wife of the freedom fighter Anatoly Sharansky. That's what he was known as then. And Noodleman said, KGB, classic KGB show. She's from a family of spies, he tells me. He says her brother Michael was sent to Washington to infiltrate the CIA, got in trouble, fled to Israel, was just after he arrived, he was poisoned to death at age 44. And I found this incredible and very hard to believe. So I went looking, and I went talking to other Russian friends of mine. Yeah, Avital Sharansky's brother died in Israel at age 44. This is a world we really shouldn't know too much about, I'll tell you something. A dangerous, deceitful world. But
we do live in a dangerous, deceitful world. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, I asked him, you know, so what is this charade? Why are they building up Jurassic? I mean, where did he come from? And he says to me, the most important thing, the biggest point I've got, and I've never explained it properly, in all this time I've never understood it properly, and that is that Sharansky arrived in Israel through a worldwide covered spy exchange, a three-country spy exchange. It was on a bridge between East and West Germany over the Rhine. He came one way, and then America released a KGB spy who went the other way.
Now, well, of course, most people would say, well, obviously America never would have released a KGB spy, you know, for Sharansky, if Sharansky wasn't really, and of course, most anti-communists, this is what you're suggesting.
No, I'm not.
The whole thing was staged.
That I'm suggesting, all right.
All right.
That I most certainly am suggesting, but not the first part, absolutely not. I mean, they were working for the ultimately the same side, but that's not the issue. The issue is why, and Noodleman asked me this, why wasn't Sharansky simply released from prison, put on a plane, and sent to Israel? Like everyone else, why the spy exchange? Now, first of all, Noodleman said, of course it was for the publicity and make Sharansky a hero, but it also made him a spy. You were trading one spy for another spy with America involved. It was obviously because one spy was going one way and the other one was going the other way. And again, he was absolutely right. No other prisoner of Zion was released this way. There was no reason for it. None, except for the publicity value. So Sharansky arrives in Israel a hero. After this show, his plane gets a hero's welcome. And then Noodleman says, within a couple of years, he was living in a $1.5 million home. He said, where did he get the money from?
Where did he get the money?
We'll talk about that shortly as well. I mean, he was paid well for doing what he's doing. And I guess he was paid in advance. The key is all the prisoners of Zion that I ever met, I've been in their homes. They are modest little apartments. They don't have the money. The Russians didn't come to Israel to get rich, and they certainly didn't get rich. Sharansky got rich. Within a few years, he was in the government cabinet. And by the way, the Russians did not vote for Sharansky. Sharansky got two crummy seats. Mostly Americans in Israel voted for Sharansky. They bought the propaganda. The Russians knew all about him. Now, you have to understand, in his first, his political career is all but ended. Lieberman is the Russian that the Russians vote for, and Sharansky is no longer sitting in the Knesset. He was a flop. No matter how much money was pumped into him, he didn't get the votes. But nonetheless, just to remind you, way back in 97 when America wanted Israel to withdraw from Judea and Samaria, who did they send to the Y plantation to sign the Y Accord? It was Netanyahu, of course, prime minister, but his agents were Ariel Sharon and Natan Sharansky, who convinced Netanyahu without anything in return, nothing in return, to give up more of Judea and Samaria than any previous prime minister. Look, when Bush needed justification for his wars, he turned to Sharansky, but there's a bigger issue. When Vladimir Putin attacked Chechnya, he was getting murdered by the world media. And who stepped in but Natan Sharansky to save Putin? He justified the attack. It's another attack against the undemocratic Arabs, and there was no choice. He saved Putin in a way people don't understand. Putin didn't have backing. You get Sharansky's backing, you change public opinion. It works this way. Don't ask me why. It just works this way. That one person can change a broad public's opinion. Now, I'm not going to defend anything about the Chechen war, but the point is that Sharansky came out, well, remember, this is still the government that supposedly imprisoned him for 8 years. He came out in favor of the Russian government. And this is what he was up to. But, oops, I hear the music.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish, right here in America.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way, the only way they know how.
Danny Golden here to tell you about Biondi Jewelers and my good friend Cheryl. At Biondi Jewelers, you get two master jewelers, a certified gemologist, the largest bridal selection in Colorado, and expert service from Cheryl, too. So if you are looking for unique settings and custom design, or you want to replace some missing stones and get that broken jewelry or watch repaired, Biondi is the place to go. Stop by the new location on Arapahoe and Parker Roads in New Corner Star Shopping Center in Aurora. Biondi Diamond Jewelers, 4112 South Parker Road in Aurora, or call 303-680-8725. Oh, one more thing. I've known Cheryl for over 20 years, and she's willing to offer to KHNC listeners a free watch battery, free cleaning, and a free jewelry inspection with a mention of this ad. You must ask for Cheryl. Call her now at 303-680-8725. 303-680-8725.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
RDS Environmental in Lafayette salutes all our area students and graduates for their accomplishments. With prom night and graduation right around the corner, sometimes common sense and safety get pushed aside. Parents, talk to your kids and remind them about the dangers of drinking and driving. That message, courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can get to your website, and how they can contact you if they would like to invite you to come to speak to their congregations.
Well, if you want the Sharansky story and the full interview with Noodleman and so forth, you get the book Bye Bye Gaza. And it's with all my books on lulu.com. You click www.lulu.com. Well, you type that, then you click it, you'll get there. There's a book box right in my last name, Chamish. That's Shamish, and you'll get to Bye Bye Gaza and this whole, you'll get the Sharansky article in the book Bye Bye Gaza. My website is www.barrychamish.com. And if you care also to purchase the DVDs that Lulu doesn't sell or invite me to speak, my number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Back to Sharansky. Now, he's just save Putin, and Putin owes him. And this is the turning point of the story. He asked Putin to give him his KGB file. Again, a big issue in Israel. Sharansky gets his KGB file. And Sharansky, well, he released to the public what he thought was good for him and throughout the rest, but it was not good for him. Included were his court transcripts. The prosecution asked Sharansky if he, during his KGB interrogation, gave away the names of any Jewish activists, and he said he did not. And then in this trial, the prosecutor showed him the KGB file that said that Sharansky gave away the names of all the Jewish activists. And Sharansky answered that, yes, he was wrong. He gave those names away so they would be remembered in the KGB archives. As crazy as this conversation is, that's what happened. And at that point, the prisons of Zion, especially in Israel, but I assume in the Soviet Union too, had the proof they needed. Beginning January 12th and January 18th, 1978, immediately after Sharansky's investigation and trial were completed, the Soviets arrested hundreds of prisoners of Zion. Hundreds of them. And they also arrested 33 top prisoner of Zion leaders, including Edan Udell. And they were beaten. They weren't just arrested. They were abused. And what Nudelman just said at that point, and I actually use it as a chapter head, a heading in this article. He said Sharansky was nothing but a filthy little snitch. And I mean, that as the evidence grew and I understood the story more and more, Sharansky was responsible for the betrayal of the prisoner of Zion movement in the Soviet Union. Upon completion of his investigation, new additional cases against the top leadership of the Jewish emigration movement were opened up, and the list of those arrested and sentenced to long prison terms is a who's who. Well, I won't give the names. Idan Udell was amongst them, and then Dr. Nudelman showed me something again that I consider so damning against Sharansky. He showed me a letter of appeal submitted to the Supreme Court of Israel to overturn the verdict. And, well, what it said was that Sharansky betrayed his comrades. He betrayed the Jews who heroically struggled against the KGB. His squealing led to the arrest of hundreds of Jews. That when he was finally placed in a prison camp, he was, they call it a ward orderly. It was a KGB collaborator and informer position. And he wrote a book about his life in prison. All these people, I'm going to give their names shortly, said the same thing. What he described in prison was not the real prisons of the Soviet Union. Some details they insist are absolutely fiction. Now, I'm going to give you a short list of the people who signed this petition to the Supreme Court, even though you don't know who they are, I think it's just understand. All right, Vadim Rotenberg, professor of human psychology, Tel Aviv University, Dr. Felix Kubiowski. Okay, Professor Vadim Rotenberg, Attorney Yakov Manilovich, it goes on and on. These are the most respected people in Israel. They are attorneys and they are doctors, all saying that Sharansky squealed on them and got them sent to prison. All of them appealed to the Supreme Court that Sharansky, who had no witness on his behalf, no one who saw him in jail, no one who could overturn Dr. Nudelman's book and prove it wrong. And yet, that side won.
Now, what about the Supreme Court? Is that as corrupt a corrupt court, found in favor of Sharansky?
Of course they did. I mean, that goes without saying. Look, everybody's Supreme Court, that's a separate issue, and I've got lots of information about Israel's Supreme Court. It's like yours. Nobody is mentioning that the American Supreme Court is entirely Catholic, except for one Jewish woman, and it makes no sense. The latest nominee is also a Catholic woman, which takes care of all issues from the point of view of the Vatican going through the American Supreme Court. The Israeli Supreme Court is every bit as corrupt and corrupted as the Supreme Court here. That goes without saying. They turned down the petition when any objective observer would have seen you just don't slap the wrist of this body of knowledgeable men and women.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
RDS Environmental in Lafayette salutes all our area students and graduates for their accomplishments. With prom night and graduation right around the corner, sometimes common sense and safety get pushed aside. Parents, talk to your kids and remind them about the dangers of drinking and driving. That message, courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Barry Shamish, and Barry, go on with your story.
All right, now this is the end of my interview with Nudelman, and I started doing my own research to back him up, to further back up his case, and Sharansky's ties to the Russian mafia are just so blatant. Look,
isn't the Russian mafia really the old KGB?
No, it's the Russian mafia, and they're not KGB.
All right.
They're just crooks.
All right.
Now, what you've got at the head of the mafia, at the richest mafia member at in the 90s was Grigory Luchansky. He headed a firm called Nordex. You don't have to know this stuff. You have to know that there was a trial in Jerusalem where Luchansky testified that he met Natan Sharansky five times in Israel and abroad, and that he gave Sharansky considerable contributions. I believe the figure was at least $100,000. And Sharansky replied to this claim that what he said was that he could not help him because Mr. Luchansky appears in first place on a CIA list of members of the Russian mafia. So you have Luchansky saying that he gave Sharansky tons of money, Sharansky denying that he ever took a penny. How do we solve this? And I found a way to solve it. It's a book by Robert Friedman called How the Russian Mob Invaded America. And the paragraph, I'm just going to quote it. Sharansky has publicly admitted that his party has accepted contributions from Nordex President Grigory Luchansky. Officials from the U.S. Congress, the State Department, and CIA pleaded with Sharansky to sever his ties to Luchansky. However, after presenting his MO, bribery, influence peddling, and so forth, Sharansky simply refused. Sharansky was on the take to the highest levels of the Russian mafia. He was on the take. But even, and this quote, which again I dug up, and I could have actually helped Dr. Newman a little bit in court, was when Sharansky, as housing minister, passed a law giving him personal responsibility for securing the release of Jonathan Pollard. He received 4.5 million shekels, $1 million about, to release annually, by the way, until Pollard's release. Pollard was furious at this. Here is Jonathan Pollard writing Sharansky. I am stunned that you authored a bill that legislates political lassitude and financial corruption. As head of the committee to secure my release, it was your job to know about this law and do exactly that, secure my release, not stick additional funds in your pocket. Sharansky stole $1 million a year when he never intended to work for Pollard. He is a true blue fraud. But not just a fraud. People have been imprisoned. They've been beaten because this man was an agent of the KGB. Now, you have to understand, when I started the show, I said something happened in Israel that's extremely significant this week. Like we don't have enough troubles with an Obama administration trying to literally isolate Israel from the rest of the world, with North Korea setting off a nuke, with Iran setting off a ballistic missile. No, I didn't talk about all that. I talked about the fact that the new delegate between Israel and the Jewish communities of the world is beloved in America. He's beloved by diaspora Jews, but the people who know him threw him out of Israeli politics and exposed him for what he is, which is nothing but a filthy little snitch. And once again, someone who takes money through fraud. That's who Natan Sharansky incredibly really is.
Well, it's a tragic situation. Sharansky's very well thought of here in America because the media tells us what a wonderful man he is, but unfortunately, the American media is controlled by the same people that they control the rest of the government. There is an invisible government, and they build up people like Sharansky, and of course they tear down honest people who are really concerned about the cause of freedom.
Well, I'm going to do a final quote from Zelda Harris. She's an Israeli professional activist, and what she said, and this is a quote, "I was in Moscow in 1977 when Sharansky was arrested. And I was partly responsible for bringing legal documents for his campaign for freedom. Now I feel it is time to say it like it is. I do not believe Sharansky was a sincere human rights activist. He used the platform to gain stardom. He was, in fact, a self-seeker." Now, that's mild compared to the claims of other people. But even his closest activists understood that Sharansky was not who he claimed he was, not even close. And well, you get my book Bye Bye Gaz, and you read all the documents, and you'll understand we are really, really being fooled.
Unfortunately, Barry, that's the way things are. That's why we love to have you on to bring us the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Well, I guess it's been Barry Shamus this morning talking about a man who's been built up by the American press, a man named Sharansky, but is this really true? Or once again, we being misled by the people who mold our minds and form our tastes and shape our reality? God bless you, Barry. Thank you so much for being with us, and we'll look forward to having you with us again sometime. Perhaps next week with another interesting story.
I'm always available to you.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, fine, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoy Barry's programs with us, and we'll have on as often as possible.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Our friends at the Wild Bird Center take this special time to remind listeners that our children and young adults are our future. That's why we need to educate them on the dangers of drug abuse, so take a moment to let them know you care. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and her staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 303-758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy Memorial Day.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I want to mention, of course, this coming weekend is the Conspiracy Conference. It's going to be in Santa Clara. If any of you are planning on making it, you can always make your reservations simply by calling going to conspiracycon.com on the internet, or you can certainly pay when you get there. It's the Marriott Hotel in the Great American Parkway in Santa Clara. And I'll be giving the lead-off speech on Saturday morning, and it'll be my talk on the financial Armageddon. And, of course, we have that available on a DVD. We also have a syllabus that goes with that, which we think is important. And, of course, there you'll actually see a copy of the letter that Franklin Delano Roosevelt wrote to Colonel House in 1933, saying, well, as you and I know, I said the financial elements in the major centers have owned the American government since the days of Andrew Jackson, and we're going to see carried out now a replay of the war between the bank and Andrew Jackson, only on a much larger scale. People don't understand that. They don't, probably have never heard of the book, The Plot to Seize the White House, where the major bankers, agents of J.P. Morgan, tried to get General Smedley Butler to actually overthrow the existing government and of course, to establish a dictatorship in America. There really are people of that nature. Of course, today, they're in total working control. They don't need a general to lead a revolution. Why, of course, they actually are in control. But the book, The Plot to Seize the White House, I think we still carry that. It's written by Jules Archer, a fascinating story. One of those stories that's been totally suppressed in America about the effort I think it was 34 or 35, to get the most honored of the American generals at that time, a retired general, Major General Smedley Butler, to lead a revolution to seize the White House, engineered by the J.P. Morgan Bank and the other major bankers. Well, they've always wanted to control. Now they are in total control. Certainly they work through the Trilateral Commission, and 11 of their members, and there are only 87 American members of the Trilateral Commission, 11 of them are the key advisors to President Obama. And it's not simply by accident that between 1976 and 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the Trilateral Commission. We've actually put together a syllabus. It's called the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's about an inch thick. It simply gives you the background of the Brotherhood of Darkness. The secret societies are semi-secret organizations that control our government today. And the membership list is there. Nothing quite like it. The syllabus, the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, you can get the DVD, the Financial Armageddon. The syllabus goes with that. Or the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We now have a new DVD. It's called The Trilateral Commission. It's the talk that Patrick Wood gave at our conference last year. But, of course, it goes into the background of the financial collapse and how, of course, the Trilateral Commission played an important part in that. They really control the government. They make mockery out of the idea of a democratic regime because their people control both political parties. And, of course, who is Barack Obama really? Well, you really want to see my talk on the financial Armageddon because I go into the invisible force behind Obama, which nobody else will talk about. My number again, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Pray for revival in America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
A female listener to KHNC is looking for two female roommates, preferably 45 years and up. She has available one bedroom with cable TV and all utilities included for $440, and a one bedroom no cable, all utilities included for $425. Shared extra large bathroom, fenced yard, and pets are negotiable. Call 970-667-0710. That's 970-667-0710. Large living room, family room, and great neighbors.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $350 shipping and handling. Call